All of my life, I have been a person who participated in a lot of sports and watched a lot of sports. And when I was a teenager, I even liked to watch boxing. I thought it was a great sport. And then somewhere, I believe it was in about 1980 or 81, a boxer died. He was had a brain injury, and I think he lingered overnight, but he died the next day from the injuries sustained in the fight. And from that day on, I began to realize that this is not just a sport like other sports. It's something that is about violence, and it harms people. I had this sort of idealistic view of boxing as this sport. You know, it's in all the feel-good movies and all these things, and all of a sudden, it became very real. It was real violence. Lives were changed and ended. I think if we're not careful, we can get that same sense of being removed from the violence of the story when we hear about these events that we observe on Good Friday. We can begin to think of it, if we're not careful, as just a religious story, something for artistic expression, something that translates beautifully into our Stations of the Cross, a story that is pious and sanitized for books and movies. We can begin to think of it as just a story, a myth, in the sense that it really didn't happen in these real ways. But this story did happen to real people. Jesus Christ was a real person. He was declared guilty, although he was innocent. He was tortured and killed by other real people. There were other people in this story, some of them depicted in our Stations of the Cross, other real people who were there and suffered in their own way. Simon of Cyrene was enlisted probably from threats of the soldiers to help carry the cross. Mary saw her son approach, knowing that he was being tormented. She was a real person. The beloved disciple, another real person, heard in this story that he would forever be charged with the care of Jesus' mother. All of the people who lined those streets, many of them who believed that Jesus would defeat the oppressors, all of those people were real too, with real fear and suddenly with very real and deep disappointment. We know the rest of the story, that the innocent man tortured and killed would rise to remove death's power from us. And yet, I think this story still scares us. We are frightened this day. We are confused. How can God die? How can innocent people be killed and suffer? Where is our loving and powerful God? Where is God when we're no longer simply telling stories, when real people are suffering and dying? Where is God? God is here. God is there on the cross. For a relatively brief period in human history, God was a real person too. And I think that's something we need to remember on our Good Fridays. I think that is something that we need to remember on all the days, like this one, that we would never choose to describe with the word good. Amen.